Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Imagine, you know, in America and as a faith community, we're very upset of saying that God has been kicked out of our schools. I think there's some truth to that. There's no doubt about it. We can get back in. Mm. This is how we get back in. People of faith stand up to this systematic, intentional form of abuse, that instead of being the 13% of people who see bullying take place actually ever do anything about it. 40 to 60% of our children right now, of the parents listening, 40 to 60% of our children are joining the bully. They are laughing while it's happening. They are pointing at the target. They are snickering. They are gossiping. They are cheering on the bully. Those are Christian kids doing that work, wicked work.
Yeah.
Rather, what if in the public school system, Christian kids were known as the ones who stood against this kind of cruelty? Do you know what they would do? They would open their arms to other expressions of our faith. Mm. This is a mission field. This is how, for the people who are very concerned, not just about getting back in the public school system, but the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment. if you truly care about these things, you will have to get involved in helping to prevent future school shootings by helping to heal broken youth culture, especially male broken culture, because they are the criminals bringing guns to school and shooting other people in America. So we need to stop complaining as a faith community and stop our conspiracy theories and all the other stuff that really doesn't do much good. We need to get messy. We need to get in the trenches, and we need to start loving these kids, and we need to start helping our children, not someone else's children, requiring that our own children, when they see it take place, assertively but nonviolently stand against it, as I have done with my three teenagers.
Well, I almost think a revival would break out in the schools, because I know just even in different aspects, when I step into that justice part of the heart of God, His power is all over it, because justice is one of the foundations, righteousness and justice, foundations of His throne. So you think of these young people being modern day heroes going, you got to go through me to get to her. You know, God is right there. And boy, imagine what would happen in our schools if our kids got a conviction for that mission field.
Well, we would be met with open arms. We'd be met with open arms. And let's, for a second, Susan, let's talk about what happens to the kid who does do that. They grow in courage. Courage is a muscle. It only grows by flexing it. By committing acts of courage, they're more likely to be courageous in the future. And in the Bible, what's really interesting is whenever the word courage exists, it's almost always in contingent with strength. In fact, sign language, the sign language for courage is two clenched fists. Its strength and courage are pretty much synonymous in many cases, many times, and you'll find this throughout Scripture. So our children literally grow stronger when they stand up to other people. They grow in stature, which means the esteem of other people. And now they've got a platform. Now they may be asked, well, why are you always standing up for these people? And they can say, as we do through the protectors, human dignity is a gift from God. No one has the right to tear that from another person. Susie, universally, people respect people who stand up for justice. And we can do that again. If you look at historically, it has been people of faith who have stood against oppression. It's been Dostoevsky and Solzhenitsyn. It has been Wilberforce. It's been Lincoln. It has been Martin Luther King. It has been Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul II, Desmond Tutu, Bonhoeffer. I'm sorry if I forgot anyone's favorite
William
person.
And Catherine Booth.
Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, the abolitionists. We're almost all people of deep Christian faith. This is in the tradition of that hallowed work and that noble cause, and we could be doing it now. And I'm really glad to say that we are. We have three churches in particular, Saddleback probably being the most well-known one. All three have adopted the protectors as part of their justice ministry.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.